Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill, who you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck. It is up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you follow KISW on Facebook, X, and Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And today, much like last week, at Ted's request, it's all about the kids. That's right, today we're talking about the kids. Let's start in Missouri. Officials say that new child abuse charges filed against a Missouri woman who's fostered children for over a decade. They say this is just the tip of the iceberg. Lincoln County prosecuting attorney Mike Wood, he released the statement that Brenda Deutsch, 70 years old, was arrested for neglect, abuse, and endangerment stemming from allegations of a missing child that was later located in the state of Texas. Now, even though the investigation is not yet completed, his office, because of another child that was in the kid's care at the time of the arrest, says this is just the tip of the iceberg. Now, the child in this case was fostered and eventually adopted by the suspect and had been in her care for at least 4 years. At the time of her arrest, there were two other children in the home. However, there have been several other foster children in the home prior, which has allegedly seen over 200 hotline calls to that address. Now, court documents indicate that an anonymous call was made to social services back in November, alleging abuse. And authorities say that the local school district reported excessive absences involving the child a couple of months later in February. Now, in that month, a school resource officer was notified about the child who was missing school. As the school began investigating, they learned that the child was in Texas. The school resource officer was told a rumor that the child was exchanged to an individual in Texas for a monkey. Now, a missing child report was then filed by the school. Now, after getting in touch with Texas law enforcement, the school resource officers was able to contact the child, said she was okay. Police in Texas, they reached the friend who had taken this kid and was keeping the child at a residence. She said, look, I'm keeping the kid the distance to two because she was not getting along with Deutsch. Wood noted that both Deutsch and her friend owned exotic animals and that another witness was asked to take the child in exchange for a monkey as well. The child stayed in Texas with a friend, said that Deutsch did not want her back, but the kid, believe it or not, is now attending school and is in good health, but keep in mind, was traded away for a monkey. Now we go to Texas, where authorities there arrested a woman who was driving under the influence while her five-month-old baby was in the car seat, unsecured, in her vehicle. But mom did not appear to realize the baby was there. You see, 27-year-old Ivana Salazar, she was arrested around 1:30 in the morning on Sunday by officers that were conducting a traffic stop in El Paso after they noticed a car failing to signal a lane change. While officers spoke with Salazar, they noticed a clear glass container with an unknown red liquid in it, leading them to believe that she was driving while intoxicated. Now, Salazar told police, look, I'm on my way to pick up my newborn after my work shift, and indicated that she was alone in her vehicle. However, officers searching the car They came across a five-month-old baby in a car seat that had not been secured appropriately. When authorities questioned her a second time about the child, she reiterated her previous statement that she had just gotten off from work and was headed to pick up her newborn. While police then brought her to the back seat and showed her the child seated there, that's when she said she didn't know the kid was in the car, but it is in fact her kid. She then stopped cooperating with police. The child was transported to a hospital for evaluation. The kid was in fine shape and then put in the care of, quote, a responsible party. Salazar is now being held in El Paso County Jail on a charge of driving while intoxicated with a passenger under 15 years of age and endangering a child. Now we head to New Jersey, where the husband of New Jersey Mayor Gina LaPlaca, who was charged with driving drunk with her toddler in the car last month, said the public should go easy on her because she's just a small town official, you see. Quote, it's not like she's the mayor of some big city. Lumberton only has 13,000 people. That's according to the husband. All I want is for my wife to get better and for everyone to just leave her alone. Well, his wife was captured on video by another driver swerving all over the road, nearly crashing into a utility pole after she picked up her two-year-old son from a daycare on St. Patty's Day. Police arrived at her house and found her toddler strapped in the car seat in the rear passenger.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Passenger seat. The officers then made her perform a field sobriety test where she could be seen stumbling when asked to stand on one leg. To be fair, I would too, even sober. Now, while investigating her car, officers found a water bottle filled with vodka and a small liquor bottle. She was arrested, charged with driving under the influence, reckless driving, etc., etc., etc. Well, last week, the governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy, he urged her to put her public duties aside and step away. However, she was elected mayor in 2022 by a five-person committee, won re-election in both 2023 and 2024. She said she would not resign from her position. In an email, she wrote, quote, I will not be resigning my position. Our community needs to be more kind and understanding about people trying to better themselves. As we all know, there's a huge black eye and a black cloud over our town right now. Not sure why she said that. Anyway, residents there, they disagree. They went to a committee board meeting following her arrest, saying that she needs to resign, however, she's still against it. And her arrest came just a week after she resigned as a business administrator. And the reason she resigned as a business administrator is because there was a video posted online of her being escorted out of a fire commissioner's meeting because she had gotten into a physical altercation with one of the residents there and called her, and I quote, a skank bitch. So that is her situation. So we have the woman who's fostered over 200 kids, but most recently a kid was missing. They found the kid healthy and alive and attending school in Texas, but she traded the kid away for a monkey. We have the woman in Texas who had her five-month-old in the backseat of the car while she's driving drunk, but in her mind, she was on her way to pick up the kid that she'd already picked up that's sitting in the back of her car. And finally, the mayor of New Jersey, who wants everyone to go easy on her because we all make mistakes, which is true, but she also had her child in the car and had a water bottle full of vodka in the car.
Yeah, that lady is the worst.
Well, all these people put kids in danger.
That is correct.
The woman in Missouri, she had hundreds of foster kids.
At least 200
kids. She got busted for one thing that she did. But I have a feeling that if that's what she did, she probably wasn't a very good mother to any of those children.
If you trade a kid for a monkey, and look, I'm just spitballing here, probably not a good
kid,
parent.
Kid, however, is in a better place now.
Yes, yes.
She was just taking the money from the government. Oh, boy.
I'm with you. I'm kind of leaning towards, I hate to say this, but the Missouri woman.
Monkey lady.
Only because the kid's already going to school.
Yeah, the kid's going to school. Texas
stuff.
Yeah.
So somehow that kid's okay. But the New Jersey mayor, I think, just sucks the most.
Well, I mean, take it easy, Ted.
Yeah, just like, come on.
Bet you call your friends that in New Jersey.
Well, just unbelievable. And then to be so defensive about it, like just, aggressive about it. Like,
you messed up bad.
Most people are going to lose their jobs like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, you get a DUI, I don't think you should lose your job. You get a DUI with your five-year-old in the back or toddler.
And you're the mayor.
And you're the mayor. Like, you're going to lose your job.
And the other woman didn't even know she picked up her kid.
Nope.
So that's not good either.
And the other thing, too, is the New Jersey mayor has already gone through the process of putting vodka into a water bottle.
To me, that's she what was separates planned, it.
Right. She plans on it. She has pre-thought out how I can drink while I'm driving.
Yeah.
Like, maybe the woman in Texas, maybe she just had an assy day. Right? Like, I'm spitballing here. But maybe she went to the bar and just had a couple too many. But, like, this woman in New Jersey knew what she was doing.
Yeah.
So we agree that a woman that traded a child for a monkey in this circumstance sucks the least.
Sucks the least, yeah.
That's saying something.
And it might be a fun monkey.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram as well.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.